You know, I haven't unwrapped a toy on Christmas morning for so long. Well, I haven't unwrapped anything on Christmas morning for so long. The very concept borders on urban myth, prehistory. I do have fond memories of opening presents Christmas morning as a boy child, carefully wrapped packages that had been accumulating mysteriously under the tree for a couple of weeks, even the ones that would prove to be from Santa, however that worked, who cared. Of the by definition toys, boy toys, of course, I can conjure up images of electric trains, G.I. Joe figurines, and all the combat paraphernalia Joe required to conduct pre-nuclear warfare, plastic cowboy figurines and their horses and their non-specific Native American nemesis. Eventually, those things all became little more than nuisances underfoot when they got left wherever they wound up when playtime was over, or to wherever they got kicked after the first person, usually Dad, stepped on one barefoot. I remember toy guns with fancy holsters and the red paper rolls of caps meant to simulate the business sound of a pistol. What I recall about those caps is that more than threading them through your six-shooter and deploying them one pop per trigger pull, it was way more fun to take Dad's big old-time hammer to a roll, a whole cap roll at a time, on the basement floor or the front step. The resulting kabooms and serious sulfur stink made you understand you were getting away with something. That's what motivates artists as well. We'll come back to that. Christmas morning, there were the usual almost toy presents, too. I'm thinking of sports gear, hockey skates and gloves, shin pads, footballs, baseballs, that sort of thing. But what I'm remembering in particular at the moment from those long ago Christmas mornings that in fact were prehistory, this is before JFK was assassinated, before Timothy Leary repurposed the word trip, before Bobby Zimmerman walked away from the Iron Range and all that it had to offer, I'm remembering unwrapping books, novels for young readers, and paint-by-number kits. I really took to the paint-by-number pictures. They always seemed to me more mystifying than blank paper, blank canvas. All those blue squiggly lines defining shapeless shapes with tiny blue paint numbers in them. A shape sometimes so small the paint number had to be outside it, accompanied by an arrow. But if you patiently put the right paints in all the right spots, and that was something I was very good at, being patient and following the instructions, you turned out a work of art that looked exactly like the photo on the box. Now, I saw plenty of paint-by-number finished products done by other less exacting practitioners that only nominally resembled their intended outcomes. But what those experiences taught me, paint-by-number, fiction written for kids, was that art is emphatically not about true things. As you consider that sweeping, suggestive declaration, just for fun, imagine creating a painting that has the capacity to hear, and it winds up in a gallery or museum. Ask yourself, how many incredibly stupid comments will that picture hear while it's hanging there? Well, as we see, some of the best Christmas gift toys turn out to be not toys at all, but rather life lessons. Between you and me, if I could be anywhere right now, it would be in the basement at the old homestead with Dad's hammer and a whole box of cap rolls all to myself, all by myself. I'm there.